This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monroe, I know you guys obviously paid close attention to the Canes football team this year. The latest mock drafts all have Cam Ward, number one quarterback for sure, taking over Shedeur Sanders, but My question to you is, does he go number one? I don't know if the Titans take him, if another team trades up for him, but your gut feeling right now, Cam Ward, should he be the number one overall draft pick in the upcoming draft?
Absolutely, because when you look at it, there's one position that all football teams overvalue, overdraft, and you have to have your point man when it comes to the NFL. When you look at all the teams that have been successful in the last 15, 20, 25 years, maybe two of them were carried by defenses, the Ravens with Joe Flacco and maybe the Eagles with Nick Foles. Everyone else has had a true point man. When you look at this draft, Cam Ward can do everything. He's got everything in the game that you want, and he also is the type of human being you want leading your franchise. Great kid off the field. We talk about pregame all the time, and the couple times that I met him and hung out, he really only cares about four things: faith, football, his family, and his dog.
Now that's it feels it. Like we're doing a pregame show.
Now we're doing a pregame show. But
seriously, I don't think you're wrong, because it's so easy to take that angle with anybody that comes in any sport. Like, oh, they're committed, they're focused. Bro, Cam Ward, I genuinely believe, like, all season long, nothing fazed him. They'd win a big game at UF in the Swamp. He'd go on and he'd say, we're already looking at next week. Like, he has swag, but it's not in-your-face swag.
Yeah.
It's like just composure. And you know, he just seems a lot older for his age. You know, he seems like he's ready to be the organizational guy or the franchise leader.
When you interview him, that's the type of guy that you want representing your franchise to be your quarterback, because he embodies what it means to be a leader. When he gets into that locker room, the old heads are going to be the ones that literally follow Cam Ward, because he's going to demand respect in that huddle. Same thing when he came here to Miami, and everybody hear the story about when he called all the receivers and tight ends to throw, and there was one receiver that was missing. So he called the receiver up because this receiver was throwing with Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, social media, be with Lamar Jackson, great. So Cam calls him up and he's like, yo, where you at? He's like, oh, I'm throwing with Lamar. He goes, I'm just letting you know one thing. Lamar ain't throwing you no touchdowns next year. And if you ain't here in 15 minutes, neither am I. And sure enough, that receiver showed up and through. And that's the type of leader that you need when it becomes in the NFL, because you see the different guys that they draft and you see all the busts that we have. When it comes to Cam, his journey, he's just not going to fail. He's been successful at every single level and worked his way up.
And I do hope he ends up in a good situation, though. That's the thing, right? That sucks.
Like, you go to the Titans, the only thing that you have for you is that your division's weak. Everything else...
But it's better than going to the Browns.
Browns would be a death sentence.
But the Browns, you have Nick Chubb in the backfield, and you have a great defense.
Oh, man, that's where quarterbacks go to die, though.
I get that, but I'm just saying. And you have they're building a new dome they just announced. So you have that. Titans have a new dome. And then you have the Giants, I guess, is the other team that we can all talk about. They're terrible ran right now, too.
I mean, there's a reason why those guys have the number one overall pick, right?
Absolutely.
Or they have the top three picks. But if I'm picking out of those three franchises, I get the New York angle because you're in New York. I get it. But I think I'd rather go to the Tennessee Titans. I just don't know if they're going to end up keeping Cam Ward. Like, I don't know. It boggles my mind because Will Levis is just absolutely trash. But
when you have the Mayo take, I mean, I knew after that it was downhill from there. When he had that in the draft night, I was like, what is going on? But, you know, I think they did do a little something in free agency. They picked up two, I believe, a guard and a right tackle. So they're trying. But when you come down to it, Calvin Ridley on the outside, that's it. Who's your running back, really? You had the kid from Tulane, I believe, last year in the draft. So decent pieces, but not great. But Cam's the guy that you would build around. Like, players would say, you know what? I actually want to play with that quarterback. Because anything throughout the year when you heard the podcast, Micah Parsons, the rest of the guys said, that's the type of quarterback I want on my team. And that's what he's going to embody when he walks into these locker rooms.
How amazing is that for the University of Miami, though, to – yeah, it's like a proof of concept thing almost, all right, right? Like, you know, you bring a guy in, he's not a top pick. What did you say?
Day three,
and you turn him into the first overall pick. It's a real proof of concept that, like, hey, we can go to Miami and – obviously, Miami used to – their pro days used to be a little different.
Oh, man.
But in your day, right? I'm guessing your pro days were kind of interesting.
It was star-studded my freshman year. Yeah. Absolutely. My freshman year was
ridiculous. Who was your pro day freshman year, you remember?
So we had Vince Wilfork, Vernon Carey, DJ Williams, John Vilma.
that's crazy, man.
Sean Taylor and Kellen Winslow. Those were all our – that was our first-round picks. Just our first-round picks. Mm. So you could see – I think we had – 7 head coaches or 8 head coaches, 5 GMs at just that pro day.
Wow.
So, you know, times have changed, but this pro day on Monday will be star-studded. Because not only do you have Cam Ward, who potentially be the first overall pick, I think you have a lot of value picks when you have Elijah Arroyo, who I think is tight end number 2 in this draft on morning. I think he's right there with Loveland. I think he's more athletic than Loveland for Michigan. You have Xavier Restrepo, who is going to be a great number 3 for any team that he goes to.
Where do you think he goes?
I mean, if Bill Belichick was still here, he'd definitely be with the Patriots. But I can see him going to the Seahawks, you know, learning behind Cooper Kupp. You can see him still going to the Patriots as well, too, right?
Because is that what he translates into, a Cooper Kupp type?
Yeah, he's the guy that you can just trust. He just gets open. He's not going to run the fastest 40.
No.
But when it comes down to game speed and being a quarterback's best friend, that's X. And then work ethic. He's going to outwork everybody in that wide receiver room that he goes to.
I know a lot of people are just going to compare him to Braxton Berrios because they both played at the U.
Different players.
But they're different players. But who's the better overall receiver? It is X, right?
So
and it's not diminishing Braxton. Look, Braxton has made himself a really great NFL career.
But Brax is more of a special teamer in the league.
Correct.
Which I think
X has better hands.
Be a great number 3.
Receiver. Right?
He's just going to be a guy that, you know, it's third down. He might not get me 15 after the catch, but he's going to get the catch and make the first down. I think I saw a lot of people compare him to Amon St. Brown coming out of USC. Because Amon's a kind of the same thing. He's
Bro,
not.
Amon Ross St. Brown is
a dog. He's a dog.
Yeah,
but
like he's
when
legit.
When you watch X is a dog, right? When you watch him in spring when he first came in, I was like, man, he runs like a running back. Like, he would run people over. He's not the fastest and shiftiest dude, but guess what? I don't need you to be. Yep. I just need you to get open and catch the ball. Because he's mostly going to go against safeties, outside backers, and nickels. So it's not like he's going against the 1 and 2 corners.
So the $4 million question, I guess, is how do you replace Cam Ward? And that is Carson Beck, right? And you and I, we were talking about this off the air for a while. And this is going to be a very interesting thing to watch here because Miami's schedule – it's off and running, man.
Oh, yeah.
There is no time to ease into things. It's go. It's Notre Dame here for the first game. And, you know, the next time we get together, it'll be countdown to kickoff, and we'll be it'll be Notre Dame game, man. He's got to step out there, and the expectations couldn't be higher. You're paying him a lot of money, and he's got to pick this thing up right where Cam Ward left off. I know it's a big task, a lot big shoes to fill, but this guy's got to do it.
But think about it like this. This is how spoiled our fans are, right? When's the last time that we had a quarterback draft in the third round or higher?
Stephen Morris?
Nope. Sixth round. Or
seven. It was like 20 years ago or something, right?
More.
Yeah.
94.
Gino?
Nah.
94. Craig Erickson.
Oh, damn. Where did Gino get drafted? Did Gino even get drafted?
Sixth or seventh round.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We go from not having a quarterback.
Sorry, Gino.
We go from not having a quarterback prospect drafted in the third round to now being spoiled with Cam Moore. Now we expect Carson Beck, who was rated the number one transfer portal quarterback and projected to be a second-round pick, and now it's like, oh, he's not Cam Ward. No one's going to be Cam Ward. Yeah. There's no quarterback in college football this year that's going to be Cam Ward. I don't care who it is. Love the kid that went from Washington State to Oklahoma. He's not Cam Ward. Archie Manning's not Cam Ward. Who's the number one quarterback coming back? ASU, Leavitt, Klubnik? They're not Cam Ward. So our expectation's not going to be Cam Ward. Our expectation is Coach Cristobal, how's the offensive line? How's the run game? How's the defense? You elevate everything around it so Carson Beck doesn't have to be Cam Ward. Carson Beck can be Carson Beck. Carson Beck last year, bad year for Georgia standards. Threw for 3,600 yards. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that puts him at University of Miami in the last 20 years?
Top two.
Number one, Cam Ward.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, all I need you to be is Carson Beck.
But that's what they did for Cam Ward. To be fair, I'm not taking away what Cam did. I was going to ask you right now, is he the greatest quarterback in terms of one individual season in UM history? But that's what the Canes did, right? They go out, they get Damian Martinez, they beef up the offensive line. Like, you finally had the fat guys up front. So in that first game, he's just chilling in the pocket, and you saw it. Like, let's not get it twisted. It wasn't a Cam Ward offense issue. It was a defense issue that kept Cam Ward from playing in the playoff.
Syracuse just scored again.
Is it fair to say he's the best quarterback that U has ever had in terms of an individual season? I understand body of work, Vinny, Gino, they won Heismans, and they played longer at the U, but it's not crazy for me to say Cam's up there.
No, because like you just said, body of work, right? In 1 year, Cam Ward got to a Heisman finalist. You imagine if Cam Ward were here for 3 years, what that would look like? I mean, if we had Cam Ward this year coming up.
Oh, they'd be the number one team in the country.
Yeah. So,
or right up there, right?
Yeah.
You have to be. You have Cam Ward coming back.
I mean, you would think,
And you would also got a couple more guys in the transfer portal because Cam Ward's staying there. We didn't get the receivers that we wanted because we didn't have that quarterback yet of Carson Beck. Mm-hmm. We had Carson Beck kind of similar last year on signing day. We didn't get a receiver that went up north. We don't need to name him, but the reason they won the national championship is because he went up north. The reason he delayed his signing day is because Cam Ward hadn't signed yet. That was the give and take why he didn't. It waited hours to sign. If you bring in JJ on that team this year, I don't care if there was no defense. We win a national championship because he's just different. So, you know, it's just one of those things where we get spoiled because you have a Cam Ward. But, I mean, listen, he has to go up in the rafters now because it's the season that he had.
For sure.
As talent-wise, he's absolutely the most talented quarterback that ever came through the U.
For sure. And Cristobal has to eat it that he had the most talented quarterback ever at the U.
And we didn't make it to the playoffs.
And he didn't make it to the playoffs. First ever.
So how do you get over that hump then? That's the big question now, right, is how do you get over that Syracuse and, you know, those I don't call them middling ACC teams, but those are the teams that have had your number forever. How do you get over that hump and finally?
You got to keep building.
You know, get to the conference championship and win the conference championship.
You have to keep building, right? Because if you look at the rosters, right, everyone keeps talking about roster. Our roster is not complete. Mm-hmm. And hasn't been complete in years. The reason why the Georgias, the Alabamas, the Clemsons, the Worlds is top to bottom, front to back, the rosters are complete. Our offense last year, elite. Our back end of our defense, trash. So what did they go? Four corners and safeties in the transfer portal. Do you need another linebacker? Most likely. Another defensive line? Most likely. You got to keep building the roster, and you have to keep stacking talent. Is it difficult in the transfer era and NIL era? Absolutely, because kids will up and leave. But the more you stack, the better you have a chance of not having to have a Cam Ward to win a national championship. Georgia won it with Carson Beck and Spencer. What's his name again? The dude that went to the Rams?
Bennett.
Bennett. He's not an elite quarterback, but they built a roster that you just can't compete with. I mean, the Eagles won with all of Georgia's defenders.
The only thing I remember about that kid is after the season, didn't he get arrested for public intoxication?
Sounds about right.
He peed his pants at the water fountain or whatever.
So the only way to do it is talent acquisition and building your roster.
Brian Monroe, before I let you go here, what are you going to go pop bottles with Tua at the Palm Tree Club? I mean, this Tua Tagovailoa, the guy, you know, probably should be in the gym, shouldn't he? Instead, he's popping bottles everywhere. He's on a boat. He's on a yacht drinking beer. I mean, he's living the life Brian Monroe's living, and the Dolphins just paid him $200 million guaranteed to get back in the gym, get ready for the season.
So let me ask you a question. The 500 other guys that are training in South Florida right now that pop bottles on the weekend and go on the yachts, why come nobody's saying anything about them?
Because you didn't make them your franchise cornerstone, and he missed all of last season or half of last season.
Okay, so if he had been winning, you guys wouldn't care.
Not at all.
Absolutely. So that's the reason with fans. Let the man enjoy life. If I grind Monday through Saturday, And on the afternoon I want to go pop a bottle, I can go pop a bottle.
That place looks fun, though, too, I will say.
It looks awesome.
The Palm Tree Club.
Oh, I went there. I went to Diplo.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Monroe, here's the problem. Me and Tua have the same body. I mean, what the hell is going on there?
Nah, you ain't got Tua's body. I know you think you go to the gym, but you ain't got Tua's body.
Me and Tua.
Actually,
and Tua
they both are very injury-prone. So.
The injury-prone.
Same body fat,
different.
Monroe. Same body fat.
Remember this. We talked about talent acquisition. You going to blame the quarterback when you can't block a cold? Like, you got no offensive line. Give the man some help.
Brian Monroe, thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely. Come on out here. It's a Buckets and Bet. It's a great time, great setup. You can talk to the boys. Give them a little help.
Yeah, and you'll get some stories about all the star-studded Canes roster that Monroe just listed as well. He'll be out here.
We did have a little bit. Oh, yeah, and then later on we had Antro Roll as well, John Beeson, Greg Olson, Brandon Merriweather, just a couple guys, Frank Gore, Devin Hester. I mean, you know, it's all right. A little bit of roster.
Crazy. Now we're doing 2 hours on Cam Ward every day. Brian Monroe, thanks, Ben.